Amen. Well, before I begin, I do want to thank Pastor Jimenez, of course, for the opportunity to preach here. It's always an honor to get asked to preach behind this pulpit, so I'm very blessed and honored for the opportunity. So thank you, Pastor, for that. And so this morning, we're there in Proverbs 10, and there's a word this morning that I want to highlight for you in the Bible. And it's a word that you and I, as Christians, as God's people, that we should be characterized by this word. Proverbs 10, look at verse number 4. The Bible says this. It says, "He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand." You see the phrase, a slack hand? A slack hand is a loose hand. It is to decrease or reduce in intensity or quantity or speed. See, a slack hand is a reference to slothfulness, to being negligent, to being sloppy. It says, "He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand." But then it says this. It says, "But the hand of the diligent maketh rich." See, the Bible says that the hand of the diligent, and this word, the word this morning that I want you to learn is this word diligence. You see, diligence is a word that you, as God's people, as a Christian, should be characterized by the people who know you, people who watch you. They should look at you as somebody who is diligent. And what is diligence? Diligence is being careful and persistent in work or effort. It's being careful. It's being cautious. It's the opposite of having a slack hand. See, in life, you shouldn't be a person who just lives their life sloppily, just lazily, no plan, no agenda, don't know where you're going, you don't know what's going on, just living each day without a plan, without a purpose. See, diligence is something that when you are careful, when you are persistent in work or effort, it's being steady, it's being earnest and energetic, putting in effort. It's devoted and painstaking work and application to accomplish an undertaking. See, you should be defined as being somebody who is a diligent person. And the opposite of that, look, we see this in the world today, where you talk to even young people today, they don't have a plan. They don't know what they're doing in life. They wake up and they just do whatever the world tells them to do. It's a slack hand at life. Can you place there in Proverbs 10? Go to Proverbs 13, if you put Proverbs chapter 13. So you and I, as God's people, should be defined as this word, diligent. You should be a diligent person. And the opposite of being diligent is being slothful. It's being lazy. It's not having a plan. It's living life in a way where you're not living it on purpose. See, having a slack hand is a loose hand, not putting in all your effort. Proverbs 13, look at verse number 4 again. Proverbs 13, verse 4, the Bible says this. Notice, the soul of the sluggard desireth. And look, this is the world we live today in, where people are just, in general, lazy out there in the world, right? But everyone has desires. They have ambitions. They have goals. They have dreams. Everyone has desires. And look, you in your life, you have a desire. You have goals. You have things that you want in your personal life. But here it says, the soul of the sluggard, somebody who is lazy with a slack hand, desireth, but notice, and hath nothing. Not blessed. Not achieving a life. But notice, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. You see, what's diligent? Other words for diligence is putting in effort. It's persistence. It's being engaged. It's being active. It's being busy. What's an antonym for diligence? It's being idle. It's being slow, lazy, careless, or having just a slack hand. And look, as Christians, you and I should be defined, described, characterized by this word diligence. And I want to begin by showing you the need for diligence. Diligence. Look, you need diligence in your life. Go if you would to Exodus 15, Exodus chapter 15. Look, you need diligence in many areas. But I want to begin by talking about having diligence in your spiritual life. Because look, you should have diligence. Go to Exodus 15. You should have diligence in your walk with God in your Christian life. You shouldn't live a Christian life that is just slack-handed, just lazy, sloppily, where you hold the Christian life in your hand, but you're not holding onto it tight. There's no purpose. There's no ambition. It's just, yeah, I go to church on Sunday morning. And yeah, I sit there, but you don't listen to the preaching. I live a life where I'm not just holding on to Christianity day in and day out. Just sloppily, lazily, having a slack hand, being negligent in your Christian life. That is not what God wants for us. See, there's a need for diligence in your spiritual life. Here in Exodus 15, look at verse number 22. Exodus 15, verse 22, the Bible says this. It says, so Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. And of course, in chapter 14, we just have God's people crossing the Red Sea. They're now in, they're heading towards the promised land. Notice, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And as we read this, we're going to see that God's going to put his people up for a test. He's going to give them a lesson in the Christian life. It says here that they crossed the Red Sea. 3 days go by. They just saw this great miracle. Pharaoh's army was defeated. But notice, and it says, and they found no water. They come into hard times. Verse 23, and when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? People are complaining about their circumstances in life. Instead of going to God in prayer, say, God, what would you have me to do? How can we be right with the Lord? They're going to Moses, to their leader, because of their circumstances, and they're just complaining to Moses. And in verse 25, notice, it says, and he cried unto the Lord, this is Moses, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance. Notice, and there he proved them. See, God used this time, this illustration, to test, to try the children of Israel, to teach them a lesson. You see, what is that lesson that God was trying to teach them? Well, in verse 26, notice what it says. It says, and said, it says if. It says if, you see why? Because look, not all Christians are created equal. It says if because, look, some Christians choose to diligently seek the Lord and some don't. It says if thou wilt, notice, diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. So you understand the picture. They cross the Red Sea. 3 days go by. They have no water. They start murmuring. They start complaining. And God says, you know what? This is a lesson because I want to show you something. I want to prove you and test you and show you how you ought to live the Christian life. He says, if thou wilt, again, diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Again, what's diligence? It's being careful. It's being persistent and putting in work and effort. It's being steady, earnest, eager, showing effort, energetic effort at pursuing a task. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, notice, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Notice, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. And God is showing them, look, if you live the Christian life in such a way where you are actually diligent, where you're showing purpose, where you're striving week, not just on Sunday morning, but every single day, where you strive, putting in energy to do what? To do that which is right in his sight. To do what? To give ear to his commandments, meaning that when you hear the word of God being preached, you're diligent and you're listening. You're trying to figure out, what can I apply in my life? See, a slack hand is one that is sloppy and negligent, just doesn't care in their life. Yeah, I just go to church. Yeah, I have a Bible, but I don't read it. No, that's the opposite. Look, diligence, God says, look, I want you to diligently hearken. The word hearken is to obey. And look, if we have this attitude where we week in and week out, every single day, read the word of God and say, you know what, Lord, what would you have me to do? And not just read it, just to read it, but to diligently, on purpose, with energy, with effort, hearken to what God says. And will give ear to his commandments and keep all the statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. See, you're sitting in this room this morning, and, you know, praise God on a Sunday morning. But your Christian life should be something that you hold diligently, where you search the Lord with purpose, with effort, with energy every single day of your life. Go if you go to Psalm 119, which is Psalm chapter 119. And look, you should ask this for yourself in your own personal life. Because look, none of us have attained. None of us have, you know, reached to the point where we've just perfectly attaining to God. All of us have room to grow. And look, every day we should be desiring the Lord more and more, seeking him more and more, striving to learn his precepts, to walk in his ways with having purpose and passion and not just sloppily go through life as a Christian. And look, God wants us to seek him with purpose, with care, and with effort. Psalm 119, verse number 1, it says, blessed are the undefiled in the way, Psalm 119:1, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, notice, and that seek him with the whole heart. See, with your whole heart. And look, this is something that we should be striving to do every single day. And it says, look, blessed when you're undefiled in the way, when you walk in the law of the Lord, blessed are they that keep his testimonies. Look, God wants to bless you in your life. He wants to bless me in my life. You see, how can God bless you? God will bless you when you hearken diligently, when you strive to seek him, as it says in verse 2, with the whole heart. Verse 3, they also do no iniquity. Notice, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us, notice, to keep thy precepts, again, diligently. See, the command is for us to keep God's commands, the commandments of the Word of God. How? Diligently. Meaning we got to put some more effort in the Christian life. Look, you got to put effort in your walk with God. Look, if you're someone who maybe you're struggling with Bible reading, that shows God that you're not putting in any effort in your Christian life. You got to change that tomorrow morning when you wake up and put some effort when you actually open the Word of God and just read what the Bible says, what God has for you. If you're struggling with prayer time, look, you ought to just on purpose be diligent, show some effort in your life that you diligently seek the Lord. Because look, God commands us to keep his precepts, not just to keep them, but to keep them diligently, meaning putting some effort in life. And the truth is, you know, pastor says this, but you look, not all Christians are created equal. Some Christians seem like they're more diligent in their walk with God. And it's not just that somebody's just more spiritual than other people. No, it's just that people just try a little harder than others. But look, this can be you and this can be me. Look, all of us should be diligently seeking the Lord because God wants us to seek him. How? Diligently. Go for the 2 Peter chapter 1. So look, you got to just examine your Christian life. Like, can you honestly and earnestly and be truthful yourself, say to yourself, look, I am someone who just diligently puts in effort, puts in care, puts in energy, striving to seek the Lord? Or can you characterize yourself by being somebody who is just sloppily going through your Christian life? Yeah, I go to church, but you don't read your Bible. Yeah, I go to church, but you don't pray during the week. Yeah, I go to church, but I don't apply the sermons. Yeah, I go to church, but I have no standards in my life. I live however I want. Yeah, I go to church, but I don't pay attention to the sermons. Look, people can live this life, but look, it is not a blessed life. And God commands us to diligently seek the Lord. 2 Peter 1, verse number 4, the Bible says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5, and beside all this, notice what it says. It says giving some diligence. Is that what it says? No, it says, and giving all diligence, meaning put all your eggs in the basket, meaning put all your effort and energy. It says giving all the diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. See, the Christian life should be one that is giving it all diligence. It's not just for those who are in ministry. No, it's for you as well. If you're one of God's people, like, you should give all your effort to the house of God, to the things of God, to the Word of God, to being right with the Lord, to striving against sin. And look, none of us have striving against sin, but like, we should be striving every day to be more diligent, more purposeful in the Christian life, and not just live this sloppy, lazy Christian life. What that means, look, if you have a hard time of being faithful to church, you got to just pin that down. And say, look, I'm going to be faithful to the house of God. Because look, diligence will require you to do what? To make some priorities in your life. To do things on purpose, to plan things out. It says giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge. See, the Christian life, God wants us to seek him with diligence. But not just that, God wants us to protect our spiritual life with diligence. Go through to Deuteronomy 4, through Deuteronomy chapter 4. Actually, I'm sorry, go to Proverbs chapter 4. Go to Proverbs 4, if you would. Proverbs 4. Look, you got to protect your spiritual walk with diligence, with care. You go to Proverbs 4, but in Deuteronomy 4, 9, the Bible says this. It says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently. So you got to protect your Christian life with care, with purpose. You know what that means? That means that, yeah, you can come to church and hear the preaching of the Word of God. You can know what's right. But then when you go out to the world, you got to just protect your walk with God when you're out there in the world. Because look, just walking into this building doesn't magically make anyone an awesome Christian. It doesn't magically just, you're right with the Lord now. Now you can just go look at the filth of the world. You could just go at a bar. You could go to a casino. You could watch whatever you want. Watch the movies. Watch the filth. Look, just being in this building doesn't automatically make you right with God. You're in Proverbs 4, but in Deuteronomy 4, now I'm going to keep reading. It says, only take heed to thyself, meaning take care of yourself, protect yourself. And keep thy soul, how, Lord? Diligently. Keep yourself pure. Keep yourself on purpose, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Proverbs 4, look at verse number 23. Proverbs 4, 23. Notice what the Bible says, the famous verse. Proverbs 4, 23, it says, notice, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, you got to protect your heart, especially you young people. Like, you got to protect your heart with all diligence. Because, like, your heart's going to lie to you. right? I'm saying young people because young people tend to think they know everything. They don't have to pay attention to the sermons. That they can do what they want, watch what they want, live how they want. And then it's like you're not going to be blessed in life, young person. If you just show up to a church, you don't pay attention to the preaching. You don't try to protect your heart diligently. But look, this is for all ages. Look, it's foolish to think just because we reach a certain age physically that we're just spiritual enough just because we're older to just look at the filth of the world or live in the world or do what the world wants us to do. No. We should protect our Christian walk. We should protect our spiritual walk with the Lord. How is it done? With all diligence. Meaning, look, yeah, praise the Lord, we're in the house of God with the word of God. But look, when we go out there, we're going out there into the, all that is in the world. It's just wickedness. The whole world lieth in wickedness, the Bible says. When we go out there, look, we should protect our testimony, our walk with the Lord out there in the world. You say, what's that mean? That means, look, you ought to be diligent in your Christian life. Meaning, don't be lazy. Don't be slothful. Don't have a slack hand when you live your life out there just like whatever the world says. That's what I'm going to do. See, a diligent Christian will realize, look, I'm going out there into this world, but how does the Bible want me to behave? What would God have me to do in this situation? Would God even want me here looking at this? No, you got to protect your spiritual walk with purpose, with care, with diligence. So in your life, Christian, look, there's a need for diligence in your spiritual life. God wants you to seek him with purpose, with diligence. And look, you got to ask yourself, is that you? Can you be honest and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm seeking the Lord diligently. And like, I don't think I can fully say that because why? Because look, all of us have room to grow. But you ought to just strive to be a Christian who wakes up tomorrow morning, not just on Sundays or Wednesdays, that you strive to seek the Lord on purpose every single day of your life. You see why? Because that's what God wants in your life. See, we see the need for diligence in your spiritual life. But look, there's also a need for diligence in your personal life. Look, in your personal life, you ought to be somebody who is a diligent person. Look, what's the opposite of being diligent? It's being slothful, lazy. And look, in your personal life, you ought to be strive to be someone who has diligence in your life. Go for you to Romans 12, for you to Romans chapter 12. Now, I want to begin in this point talking to the men. Because look, you men, us men, we ought to be diligent men in life. And again, what is diligence? It's having carefulness. Persistent in work or effort. It's being steady, earnest, and energetic effort, devoted to accomplish an undertaking or a task. We should be diligent as men. Proverbs, Romans 12, look at verse number 6. Romans 12, 6. Now, Romans 12, 6, we have a list of spiritual gifts, but I think it's something we can apply to men in general. Romans 12, 6, it says, notice, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching. And in verse 8 it says this, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. And then it says this, it says he that ruleth with diligence. And again, this is referring to spiritual gifts. You know, and I've heard people tell our pastor that he has the gift of ruling because he's diligent in his ruling. And which, you know, when I heard that, I'm like, that makes perfect sense. Because, like, you can't build a church like this. Obviously, glory to God. But thank God we have a pastor who is diligent in his business, who is diligent in his work. He's not lazy or sloppy. Look, he's out there. He's having a great time on his anniversary. I'm sure he's watching. But you know what I know about pastor? He knows exactly what's going on right now. He knows when we're starting. He knows who's going to be coming up. He knows what time the songs are going to be. He knows the order of the announcements. He knows what's going to happen every time. See why? Because he's a man who's diligent, careful in his business. But it says, look, it says, he that ruleth with diligence. Showing that, look, if you want to be somebody who rules in life, you got to be a diligent person. And look, and as men especially, God has called men to be the leaders in the home, to be the leaders, obviously, in the house of God. But God has called men, you as a man, to lead your home as well. You see, how would God want me to rule my home? How would God want me to rule myself? God wants you to rule with diligence. Meaning, look, as in life, as a Christian man, look, you should not be just lazily, sloppily living your life. You should be someone who is diligent, showing effort in your home. Show your wife and show your kids that, you know what, you lead your home with diligence in the things of God, that you're diligent with your personal life, that you have good time management, that you go to work and you work hard, that you're somebody who does provide for your family. Look, you got to be someone who rules, yes, but notice with diligence. Because look, it's easy. People want to get married. Oh, I'm the man of the house now. But it's like you're not diligent. You're just sloppy and lazy. It's like, no, if you're going to rule, you want to rule well, you rule with diligence. And look, men, does this describe you? You see, diligent people are known for being hardworking, thorough, and attentive. And, you know, I'm going to read this, but you got to ask yourself, as a man, does this describe you? Or better yet, can people look at you and say this about you? Because it's easy for us to fool ourselves, because we're prideful in general. But can your spouse say this about you? Can your kids say this about you? Can your boss at work, men, say this about you? Can your coworker say this about you? Diligent people are known for being hardworking, thorough, and attentive. They may also have other characteristics such as discipline. Diligent people are consistent and disciplined in their habits and routines. See, what does diligence look like? It looks like a man who's actually hardworking. And look, young ladies, if you're not married, be careful about marrying somebody who's lazy, because you're just going to ruin your life. You want somebody who is hardworking, somebody who's thorough, attentive, someone with discipline. And look, this should be all of us, because we're all disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, at least we should be. Somebody who has accountability. Diligent people take ownership of their decisions and are accountable for their accomplishments. Perseverance. Diligent people are persistent and persevere in the face of challenges, meaning that when they're challenged, when they're told no, when they're told you're wrong, they don't just flee. They don't just run away. They say, you know what? Oh, man, you're right. Maybe I am wrong. Maybe I should change this in my life because I'm diligent, not just lazily and sloppily just going to run away from being told no. Attention to detail. Diligent people are thorough and pay close attention to detail in their tasks. They desire for self-improvement. Diligent people may have a desire to grow and improve themselves personally. Now look, man, does this describe you? Somebody who is hardworking, thorough, attentive. Somebody who has discipline in their life. Somebody who is accountable. You can persevere. You have attention to detail and you desire to grow it yourself. Look, as men, these traits should describe each and every one of us. Go to Proverbs 13 if you go to Proverbs 13. Actually, I'm sorry, go to 2 Thessalonians 3 if you go to 2 Thessalonians 3. See, men should be characterized as being diligent. You go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. And again, Proverbs 13, 4, we saw it earlier, but the Bible says the soul of a sluggard desireth and hath nothing. It's like everyone has hopes, everyone has dreams, everyone has desires, but somebody who is lazy will never accomplish anything in life. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. The word fat is referring to being blessed in life. The desire of the slothful, you go to 2 Thessalonians 3, the desire of the slothful killeth him. And there's many people who just desire to be wealthy, to have the body that the world wants to portray as, you know, whatever. But they don't put any effort. The desire of the slothful just killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. Now look, this is a shame that we live in a world today where we have hundreds, yea, thousands of men just all along the streets of Sacramento who just refuse to labor, who refuse to go to work, who refuse to be diligent in life. Like, that is a sad thing. And I'm not just talking about spiritually, but like, this is just in their personal life, just ruining their lives. And the world wants to call them victims. No. It's like you have able-bodied 20, 30, 40-year-old men who could easily get a job, but they just refuse to labor. They have all these desires for drugs and alcohol, to being lazy, to doing nothing. But no, it says, look, the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse number 10, the Bible says this. It says, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. There we just cured the homeless problem. If any would not work, the Bible says, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly. God forbid. Look, here we have in the church in Thessalonians that there are some people walking among God's people there who are walking disorderly. You say, what does that mean? It says, working not at all, but are busybodies, not working, being slothful, being lazy. Notice verse 12, now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ that with quietness they work. They get to work and eat their own bread. Look, as a man, you should be defined as being somebody who can work, somebody who is diligent in life. Meaning, you can lead yourself in a way that nobody has to tell you what to do. When you go to work and you work hard and you do well at your job, you're somebody who can have good time management. You can control yourself. You can lead yourself in life. You can be a hard worker. And look, this is what the Bible teaches. It says here that we command and exhort that with quietness they work. And look, the Bible says that we ought to speak the things that are sound doctrine. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate. Look, in life, you ought to just get serious in the things of God, in the things of the Bible. And just decide to be a man who is hardworking, who is diligent. Diligent people are known for being hardworking, thorough, and attentive. You have discipline, accountability, perseverance, attention to detail, and desire for self-improvement. And look, men, does this describe you? It should. Go to Proverbs 31, if you would, Proverbs chapter number 31. That was for the men. How about for the ladies? You know, ladies, you ought to strive to be diligent as well. Because look, again, what does it mean to have a slack hand in life? It means that you're just living life without a plan, without a purpose. I'm just going to go to church and see what happens. I'm just going to wake up and just whatever is on TV, I'm just going to watch. I'm just going to, and we think we're going to have a great Christian life. And we think we're just going to go to work and God's, you know, the boss is going to give us a raise without just having a plan, without working hard. We think we're just going to be super fit and everything without actually putting some effort into our health or whatever. We think we're going to have all this money, save up all this money, get out of debt, but there's no plan, there's no purpose, just lazily living life with no diligence. Proverbs 31, look at verse number 13. This is for the ladies. I want you to notice the virtuous woman. And you know what this virtuous woman is? This virtuous woman is diligent. And ladies, as we read this virtuous woman, you ought to ask yourself, can this describe me? It says, she seeketh wool and flax, notice, and worketh, it says, willingly with her hands. This lady is, notice, she's working, but she's working willingly. She's putting in a lot of effort in what she's doing. You know, I look at this and I doubt that this lady is sitting at home in her jammy jams at two in the afternoon, not cleaning the house, not doing what she's supposed to be doing, not preparing meals for the family, not taking care of the kids. Does it sound like this woman just lazily living at home, doing nothing, having a slack hand and think God's going to bless that home? She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. Notice, she riseth also while it is yet night. I mean, she's waking up at like 5 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Notice, her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, her hands hold to the distaff. She's making clothes for her family. Look, this lady, you read this, and you know what we see? We see somebody who's diligent at work. Diligent at keeping their house. Not lazy, not slothful. And look, ladies, look, can this describe you? And look, obviously don't answer it out loud, but you gotta just in your mind, in your heart, ask yourself, am I somebody who is diligently working at what God has given me in my personal life? I'm waking up early. I'm not just staying in my pajamas, just watching TV, doing nothing, being lazy. No, I have a plan. I have a purpose. I'm putting in some effort. You see why? Because diligence is putting careful and persistent worker effort. Steady, earnest, every day working hard. Look, ladies, this should be you. You ask yourself, does this describe you? Why? Because diligent people are hardworking, thorough, and attentive. And ladies, you should be striving to be somebody who is diligent. But not just that. Go to Deuteronomy 6. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. And look, I'm just showing you areas in life, look, that you need diligence in your personal life. We already saw that God commands you to have diligence in your Christian life, and that should be of utmost priority. That should be the first thing on your list. Because God should be the number one thing that you have as your priority, is the Lord. But look, in your personal life, you ought to be diligent. Deuteronomy chapter 6, here we see diligence, the need for diligence for mom and dad. Look, parents, you know what we need? Is we need diligence. Because look, having a slack hand as a parent, we're not going to raise kids who grow and love the Lord, who are hardworking, who are good, productive citizens out there in the world. No, we need to raise our kids, how? With diligence. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, the Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Notice, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might." Notice, giving all diligence again. And these words, verse 6, which I command thee, this day shall be in thine heart. Notice, verse 7, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." You say, mom and dad, how does God want you to teach your kids? And obviously, you know, mom's the one who spends most of the time at home raising the kids. But look, it goes both ways, mom and dad. How does God want us to raise our children, to teach our children? "Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Notice, what does that mean? And shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. Yeah, when it's family dinner time, mom and dad, look, you ought to begin with prayer. And look, you ought to talk about the things of God. Talk about things that actually matter. Raise some serious questions. Talk to your kids about the Bible. Talk about the sermon that you heard. Talk about things that you want to apply in your life as a Christian. And shall talk of them, notice, when thou sittest in thy house, notice, and when thou walkest by the way. You see, when you go to the store, look, make application when you go to the store. Talk about the things of God. Notice, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. You see, God wants me to talk to my kids about the things of God, morning in, all day long, and when I go to bed. That sounds like God wants me to be diligent as a parent. And look, mom and dad, look, you got to answer this for yourself. Can you honestly, earnestly say that you are diligently teaching your kids the Word of God? See, somebody who's diligent, they're going to have family Bible time. There's going to be a time where mom or dad or both sit down and read to them the Word of God and explain to them the Bible and obviously help them to get saved, number one, as a child, but teach them what the Bible says and show them what the Bible says. And be diligent in your Christian life as a parent. Look, God wants us to diligently teach our children these things. And look, what does a slack hand do? A slack hand just, well, I'm taking my kids to church. And somehow, pastor's going to be the one raising your kids. But no, a slack hand is a hand that just says, you know, we're going to church and this is your time to learn the Bible. No. That is not diligence. That is the opposite. That is slothfulness. That is sluggardness. That's being lazy. See, diligence is when you wake up, when thou risest up, when thou sittest down, when thou liest down. All day long, you take the opportunity to teach your kids the Word of God. Why? Because look, as a parent, what we need as Christian parents is diligence in teaching our kids the Word of God. So we see that men should be diligent. Ladies should be diligent. As parents, we ought to strive to be diligent. But not just that, go to Proverbs 27, if you would, Proverbs 27. And I hope, you know, as you hear this, you got to realize, like, that your life, look, your life is something that you ought to just live on purpose. Meaning that having a slack hand, being a slugger, being lazy, you're just going along to get along, just getting through each day. No, look, every day you should have a plan. And look, sometimes you need time to relax and take a break. Even Jesus took time to take a break, obviously. But look, your life should be planned out, should be on purpose, where you strive to be blessed by God because you're a diligent person. But look, not just that, look, you got to be diligent also with your finances, the Bible teaches. Proverbs chapter number 27, look, verse number 23. Proverbs 27, verse 23, it says, notice, Proverbs 27, 23, it says, be thou, notice, again, diligent to do what? To know the state of thy flocks. The Bible says you and I should be diligent to know the state of thy flocks. And obviously during these times, you know, flocks were seen as wealth. The more flocks you had, the more money you had. It's doing accounting. It says, be thou diligent, work hard, strive to do what? To know the state of thy flocks. Notice, and look well to thy herds. Verse 24, notice, for riches are not forever. And doth the crown endure to every generation? See, the Bible says, look, you ought to just be diligent, strive, careless effort to do what? To have good money management in your life. You see, I'm struggling with money management. Well, we have a great series from Pastor Jimenez. You can watch on our website called Money Management, I think. But look, the Bible here teaches that, like, that you ought to just strive to be someone who has just good money management. And look, sadly, you know, Christians, they say they can't tithe. But the truth is, it's not that they can't tithe. It's because they have poor money management. Because they're slothful and lazy with the money that God has allowed them to earn. So look, you ought to just be budgeting what comes into your house. You ought to look well to the state of thy herds. Be diligent to know the state of thy flocks. Be diligent with your money that comes in and prioritize and budget. Look, that's what God wants from us. We should be diligent to know the state of thy flocks and look well to thy herds. And look, the reason that some people don't tithe, it's not because they can't, because everyone can tithe, because it's 10% of what you have already. It's because they're just slothful and lazy in life. And look, what you find is that, look, once you start maybe becoming diligent in life in one area, you'll start becoming diligent in other areas as well. So, you know, think about your life. Are there areas in your life personally that you're struggling? Or you think, man, this is a little out of control? Maybe it's at your job. Maybe things aren't going well. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's your health. Look, strive to be diligent in those areas. Look, you will see that that will breed more diligence in your life. You got to be diligent with your finances. Go to Proverbs 11. Go to Proverbs chapter 11. But not just that. In your personal life, look, you got to be diligent in your relationships. You got to be diligent in your relationships. And again, what is diligence? It's being careful and persistent in work or effort. It's being steady, earnest, putting in energetic effort. But look, in your personal life, look, you got to be diligent in your relationships. What does that mean? Proverbs 11, look at verse number 27. Proverbs 11, 27, notice what it says. It says, he that, notice, diligently seeketh good, procureth favor. It says, he that diligently, on purpose, strives, puts in effort to do what? To seek good. It says, notice, they procure favor. And what does it mean? This means that this person, guess what, is liked. They have favor with other people. And like, I don't know about you, but like, you should want to be favored with people. You should want to be liked by people. What does that mean? Look, you got to be just diligent in your relationships. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. So when it comes to your relationships, look, you ought to be the one to forgive other people first. You ought to be the one to bless others. You ought to be the one to be there for your friend first and be good to them first and be a blessing to them first and esteem them better than yourself first. And not be bitter towards them first. You got to be the one who diligently seeks good in your relationships. What's that going to do? It's going to procure favor in your life. That means people are going to like you. Why? Because when you live a life for yourself, you're not just, you don't think about your relationships, you don't care about them. Look, people are not going to like that. They're not going to like you. Look, in your life, look, procure favor. How? By diligently seeking good in your relationships. So number one, I said the need for diligence. What do we see? The need for diligence in your spiritual life. We see the need for diligence in your personal life. But not just that, I want to show you the character of diligence. The character of diligence. Go to Proverbs 22 if you would, Proverbs chapter 22. And look, we already talked about like, the character of diligence quite a bit. You know, diligent people are known for what? For being hardworking, for being able to persevere. They often have a strong work ethic. And that's pretty common for somebody who has diligence, right? You just assume this person's hardworking, you assume they can persevere, they have strong work ethic. They may also be described as reliable, responsible, disciplined. Diligent people may be motivated by the belief that anything worth doing is worth doing well, and that the quality of their work reflects who they are. And so there's many great characteristics of somebody who is diligent. But there's one I want to focus here for a little bit, and that is the character of consistency. Because you know what diligence is? Diligence is consistency. Proverbs 22, look at verse number 29, the Bible says this, Proverbs 22, 29. It says, notice, seest thou a man, notice, diligent in his business? Proverbs 22, 29, seest thou a man, notice, diligent in his business? It says, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men. See, here the Bible says, look, seest thou a man diligent in his business? And look, when you read this, what I want to show you this is that, look, what we see is somebody who is consistent in their business. See, men, you're not going to go to work and one day work hard and expect to do what? Expect to be promoted. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He will be promoted. He shall not stand before mean men. Mean men meaning that they're obscure or unknown. See, this person who is diligent in his business, guess what? They have a reputation. And they're the ones who get promoted. So at work, man, don't think that you're going to work hard just one day in your life and expect the boss to just give you the company, to just promote you to the kings. No. What does it take? It takes consistency. See, seest thou a man diligent in his business, working hard every day. I want to show you that being diligent, guess what? It's being consistent day in and day out. And you can apply this in your personal life. You want to have a great marriage with your spouse? Look, you got to be diligent, not just one time, but day in and day out. Be the spouse that God has called you to be. You want to raise good kids? You can't just be diligent one day. Well, you know, one day I showed my kids what the Bible says. No, being diligent means day in and day out, being consistent. You want to be a great Christian? It's going to take consistency every single day, day in and day out. And look, what we need is consistency. And look, I want to give this example, you know, because at our church, you know, we have many ministries at our church that our pastor has. And for all these ministries, you know, pastor will He will give trainings for the ministry, for we have all sorts of ministries. And pastor will give trainings on new procedures, on the requirements to be in the ministry, on the guidelines, on how you should behave in the ministry when you're volunteering. And keep in mind, these are positions that people voluntarily choose to do. And so pastor has these trainings for all these ministries, and he said, these are the requirements, these are the guidelines, this is how you should be doing it, these are the new procedures. And it seems like, for the most part, it seems like everyone is on board after that meeting on the first day. But you see, but then a slack hand comes in. You know what somebody who's diligent does? A diligent person will sit there and listen to what the boss says, to what the leader says. Why? Because a diligent person, again, is attentive. They're thorough. They're detail-oriented. They're listening to what the Bible, to what pastor's saying. And it seems like, for the most part, people get it. People understand. Okay, I get it. But then a slack hand comes in. And they revert back they weren't even there for the training. To doing whatever they want to do. Living, just however they want to handle themselves. It's like, were you not there for the training? You see, what is diligence? See, diligence is every day, like whatever ministry that is. Whether it's the choir, the orchestra, the ushers, the safety team, whatever ministry. Diligence says, you know what, I'm going to be consistent in what I'm supposed to be doing. Putting in effort, not just the day after the meeting. I'm going to do what I should be doing, not just a day or two or a week after. No, every single day, consistent, week in and week out, putting in effort, doing what the boss tells you to do, how you should be doing it. Why? Because look, diligence is what is being careful and persistent. Again, what does that mean, persistent? It means you're just consistent, doing it again and again and again. And look, so diligence, you got to realize, look, it's consistency. And look, you can be diligent one day, but look, that doesn't mean you're just consistently diligent. Working hard one day, doing what's right one day, just following the rules one day is not diligence. No, it's nothing. You see why? Because look, diligence is consistency. So look, even for the staff, for us as well, look, when the boss tells us to do something, whether it's to change something, to apply something, to do some new procedure or correct something, it's not just for a one-time thing. No, it's just how it is. Why? Because look, diligence pays attention to detail. Diligence is thorough. Diligence is attentive. And diligence is persistent and consistent. And look, in your life, you're not going to achieve in life by just doing something one time. It requires consistency. Being diligent is consistent. You see, why do people have a hard time with consistency? Well, I feel like because, look, being consistent, being diligent is actually a spiritual thing that you can do. See, it requires spirituality to be consistent and to stay consistent and to stay diligent. Go to Romans 12, if you go to Romans chapter number 12. And look, the truth is, look, if you and I as God's people, and I said that, being diligent is actually a spiritual thing that you should be doing. It's a spiritual trait. Why? Because look, if you had a proper view of God and a proper view of yourself, there would be no problems with lacking diligence. Or being lazy or being slothful. See, diligence requires you and I to be spiritual as God's people. Romans 12, look at verse number 11. Romans 12, 11, the Bible says this. It says, notice, not slothful in business. What's that mean? It means don't be lazy. It means the opposite of diligence. What's diligence? Notice, fervent in spirit. That's diligence. Showing care, doing what's right. Not lazy, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit. Notice what it says. Then it says, serving the Lord. You know, wherever you find yourself as a Christian, you know you serve the Lord? You know, in your home, mom and dad, when you raise those kids, you're serving the Lord with those kids. And look, if we had a proper view of ourselves, if we realized, man, you know, I serve the Lord. God has lent me my kids. They're the heritage of the Lord. They're a blessing from God. The fruit of the womb is His reward. God gave me those kids to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Then the way I raise my kids is going to be different than the person who doesn't even think about God during the week. See, when you go to work, when you go to work, man, you got to realize, look, when you go to work, the Bible says, like, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. It says, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. You say, why? Because, look, you serve the Lord. In this ministry, yeah, you know, pastor's the boss in this ministry, but you know what? Jesus is the boss. And when pastor says to do something, look, when you serve in this church, you're serving the Lord. Whatever area you find yourself in. See, if we had a proper view of ourselves, if we wake up every single day, you know what? This body isn't mine, that God gave me this day. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore what? Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. That every single day that God gives you, if you wake up with the right attitude in your life, say, you know what? God has given me this day to serve him, to glorify him, to live for him. That you know what? It wouldn't be so hard for us to be consistent with our Bible reading. It wouldn't be so hard to be consistent with our prayer time. It wouldn't be so hard to be consistent in going to church. It wouldn't be so hard to be consistent going soul winning. Why? Because like, we have a proper view of God and a proper view of ourselves. You see, what? We're just servants. And everything we have comes from the Lord. Not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit. You say, why? Because look, because we're serving the Lord. Go to Colossians 3, Colossians chapter 3. See, being diligent, consistent is a spiritual trait. And look, the opposite is what? Having a slothful, lazy, slack hand. And look, a slothful hand, you know what they do? They wake up, they don't even think about God. They just do things as men pleasers. If people are watching, then I'll work hard. But look, you gotta work hard, man, at your job, even when the boss isn't watching, because you serve the Lord. Be consistent, be diligent, put in effort, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Colossians 3, look at verse number 23. Colossians 3, verse 23, the Bible says, and whatsoever you do, notice, do it heartily as to the Lord. Again, whatever you do in life, whatever the circumstances, because look, people like to just bring up, well, you don't know my circumstances. Well, you know what? I'm sure God, I don't know your circumstances. You're right. But you know, I'm sure God knows your circumstances. And here God says, whatsoever you do, do it heartily. That's diligence. Notice, as to the Lord and not unto men. And again, this speaks to consistency. But I want to show you, look, in this passage, that famous verse, I want you to, let's jump back to verse 18. And we're talking about the family here. Colossians 3:18, notice, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Verse 19, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Again, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart. You say, why? Fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ. See, look, if we have the proper view of our Christian life, of our life in general, is that wherever you find yourself, every single day you wake up, you serve the Lord. And like you serve the Lord, whether or not, and what kind of servant you are is dependent on what you do. But you and I should strive to get to the end of our lives where God says, you know what, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou good and faithful, what is that? That's being consistent. How should we do it? Serving the Lord with reverence and godly fear. Fervent in spirit. Here it says, fearing God. Our God is a consuming fire. See, the problem is we have the wrong view of God sometimes. And we think, well, you know what? So-and-so is not watching. Oh, well, God doesn't understand my wife. He doesn't know my boss. He doesn't know my kids. He doesn't know my spouse. He doesn't know my husband. He doesn't know my friends, my circumstances. But you know, God knows. And God says, whatever you do, do it heartily, as the Lord and not unto men. Ecclesiastes 9:10, famous verse, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. You got to develop a habit of consistency in your life. What does that mean? What does that mean for you? Be consistent at church. Develop that good habit of being consistent to church. Develop a good habit of being consistent to soul winning, of being consistent to Bible reading, of being consistent to prayer, of being consistent to the things of God. Why? Because look, diligence, guess what? It's consistency. And just being diligent one time doesn't make you the best thing in the world. It's consistency. So the moment we see the need for diligence, in your spiritual life, the need for diligence in your personal life. Number two, we see the character of diligence. The diligence is consistency. Number three, I want to show you the reward of diligence. Go to Hebrews 11, if you would, Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. You know there's a reward for being diligent, for having diligence. And I want to show you the reward for the diligent Christian spiritually and the reward for the diligent Christian personally. Hebrews chapter 11, look at verse number 6. Here we see the diligent Christian who succeeds spiritually. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, notice, and that he is a rewarder of them, again, that diligently seek him. You know, you will be closer to the Lord if you become someone who diligently seeks the Lord. You say, what's the blessing for the Christian who diligently goes to church, listens to the sermons, applies them in their life, they go soul winning, they read the Bible, they pray, they abstain from the wickedness and filth of the world, who keeps their soul diligently, who keeps their heart diligently. You see, what's the reward? The reward is, guess what? You'll be closer to God. You'd actually know God and know the Lord and love the Lord. And he'll abide with you and he'll bless you and protect you and be there for you. Why? Because he's a rewarder of them. Notice that not just seek him. Well, I went to church. I mean, I heard the sermon. I'm seeking him. No, that diligently seek him. I think this ought to be you. It's not to be you who strives to succeed in the Christian life spiritually. But it's not going to be done just on a one-time thing. It's going to be done diligence every day, day in, day out. But not just that, the diligent Christian not only succeeds spiritually, but the diligent Christian succeeds personally. Proverbs 13:4, you don't have to turn there, but again, Proverbs 13:4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Like, you want to succeed personally in your life, pick the area. It's going to require diligence. It's going to require you living your life on purpose, being careful and persistent in worker effort, steady, earnest, energetic effort, striving to succeed in life. Because look, there's a reward for diligence. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. And look, this should be you and I. They were diligent people. I heard there's a quote that says, nothing worth having comes easy. You say, what does it take? It takes diligence. So I ask you this morning, would you like to succeed in your Christian life? Would you like to succeed with your personal health, with your finances, with your children, in your marriage, at your job? Well, then the question is, how diligent are you in those things? You see, what is diligence? It's being careful and persistent in worker effort, steady, earnest. It's being consistent in life. So I ask all of us to strive to be more diligent in our personal life, in our spiritual life, and learn the character of consistency in life. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. God, I thank you for your word and for everyone that's here. I ask you, please be with our lives, Lord. Help us to love you more and more and to serve you better and to be more pleasing in your sight. And I just thank you for this church, Lord, for our pastor and our pastor's wife. I ask that you please take care of them, bless them as they're away, help them to come home safely this week, dear God. And I just thank you for everyone that's here. Please bless us as we go our way. Lord, we love you. And we thank you in Jesus' name, pray. Amen.